Tonight, the Heat play Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. The Lakers are known to be one of the greatest teams of all time. They have won back-to-back championships, looking for a third win in a row. With Kobe averaging 25 points per game and Pau Gasol scoring 18 points in the paint, it is no doubt that they are a very good team right now. Right now, as the Heat are in a slump they cannot seem to get out of, they have lost their past 5 games and doesn't seem to be getting any better. The Heat will take on the Lakers tonight, and knowing how well the Lakers can play, it doesn't seem like they could win. Even though LeBron and Wade may be one of the greatest players that we know of right now, they just don't seem to play very well together anymore. Maybe it's just a bad time for the team right now, or maybe just being on the same team wasn't a good idea. Knowing how good each of them are, it seems as if they are trying to do everything by themselves and not even worry about teammates. Back in Cleveland, where LeBron is known for taking over the game for the Cavs, it seems as if he cannot do that for the Heat. Even though LeBron and Wade average about 25 points each on the team, doesn't mean they are going to win. The Heat needs the bench to be more involved in the game. Bosch, Wade, and James are the only players on the team to average over 10 points a game. The highest next to them is Mario Chalmers, who only averages 6.8 points per game. This is a huge difference in scoring and needs to be fixed. We all know how good the Big Three are, but obviously they are not on top of their game lately and need to try something new, instead of just doing everything by themselves every single game. By getting the bench more involved and LeBron and Wade pass and move around more, they have a much better chance getting through these tough times and winning some games and maybe win themselves a championship. The last game, which was against the Trailblazers, was a close battle, and the Heat looked like they were finally win, but it all slipped in the fourth quarter, when it all matters the most. It was a close game almost the whole time, but the clock was not in their favor, and in the final moments, they couldn't pull out the win. The Heat lost 105-96 for another loss to add on to their poor losing streak. While interviewing the players after, they really didn't know what to say. They are unsure what is happening and on the team, but they know that they will soon become on top again. They just need to figure out what's going on and what they need to do to get out of this losing streak.